This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Tariffs go into effect today on goods imported to the U.S. from Canada, Mexico, and China. Economists fear they'll increase prices and drive inflation higher, but President Trump disagrees.
Tariffs don't cause inflation, they cause success. They cause big success, so we're going to have great success.
The acting FBI director told the Bureau's workforce the Justice Department wants information on thousands of FBI employees to determine if personnel actions are warranted, many of whom were involved in January 6th investigations. The NTSB expected to provide an update this morning on the deadly plane crash in northeast Philadelphia that killed all six people on board. It was a medical flight that crashed shortly after takeoff Friday. In the Potomac River, recovery continues of the wreckage from Wednesday's mid-air collision that left 67 dead, and the first American hostage has been released by Hamas. Keith Siegel had been in captivity since October 7th. He and two others were freed. This is ABC News. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals struck down a longstanding ban on gun sales to people between the ages of 18 and 20. It's a policy that had been in place since 1968, says ABC legal contributor Royal Oaks.
The Supreme Court has said you can't restrict gun rights unless what you're doing is the type of gun regulation that states have traditionally enacted. This new appeals court ruling says, sorry, limiting gun sales to 18 to 20-year-olds is not an American tradition.
This weekend's Grammy Awards, the first major event in Southern California since last month's devastating wildfires. And Friday night, the Grateful Dead was honored as Music Cares Persons of the Years. The jam band recognized for both musical achievements and philanthropic efforts. Music Cares executive director said the event raised more than $9 million, and there were more than $5 million in pledges during the dinner. This year's work will emphasize helping those affected by the recent fires. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. The U.S. Forest Service will not be following through with the National Old Growth Amendment, which would have protected some of Wisconsin's iconic old growth trees. Here's Isabel Charlet.
The amendment was the result of a Biden administration order to tally old growth forests on federal lands and make a plan to protect them from climate-based threats. For Brenna Bell, forest climate manager with 350 PDX, pulling the plug may have been for the best. While acknowledging the amendment offered protections, Bell says there were too many loopholes.
Old trees still would have been locked, except people might have believed that it was protected. So not having it, and so people don't have that false sense of protection, might be a good thing.
The amendment would have prohibited commercial logging on about 25 million acres of old growth forests. Bell adds since the amendment would have most likely been repealed under the Trump administration, withdrawing now allows for the possibility of stronger legislation down the road. She explains federal timber targets drive logging on national forest land, pushing forests to meet volume quotas. While most logged trees are smaller second growth, she adds, there's always pressure to cut large trees to meet targets faster. Bell suggests eliminating timber targets to better protect old growth forests.
If we could just make it so trees could be logged, A, to meet the local timber demand, or B, to have restoration purposes, but not because of some arbitrary target that is set in Washington, D.C., and then just distributed to all of the different forests.
The Trump administration will likely increase timber targets, says Bell, regardless if there is local demand. I'm Isabel Charlet. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Breezy with snow today, highs in the mid-30s. For tonight, drizzle or freezing rain will see a chance of snow late, a low around 31. South winds continue to gust to 30 miles per hour. Near 50 for Sunday, becoming mostly sunny, and 23 Sunday night.
It's 24 right now.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Emily Zippos is back as my guest co-host. We're going to talk about Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Brian Hagedorn recusing himself from an Act 10 lawsuit. What does that mean? Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
You're listening to the best of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. I'm your host, Wakunjahade, Distant Thunder. My colonized name is Robert Pilot. We discuss national and local Native American news and events. As we all know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up!
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut. He didn't cut a dude.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunjahade, which means Distant Thunder. Hey, Cudahy, to all my friends and relatives in four directions, you are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We discuss local, national, Native news and events, and as you know, Chujunk, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, you are right, Dega. This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, we are like the resistant experts here, and, you know, we got to give a shout out to Navajo Nation and their members down there. ICE is trying to, they had one member, a couple members down there for 9 hours. They had them in confinement. Wow. So we need to still talk about these things that are affecting Indian country as a whole. I know President Green Deer of Ho-Chunk Nation put out a beautiful statement last week that's been shared all around Indian country, and we're lucky to have John Green Deer as president of Ho-Chunk Nation. I know Winnebago, our relatives in Winnebago, Ho-Chunk in Nebraska, are reaching out to descendants and tribal members for IDs. And so we are picking up the resistance again. And I know we have to stay vigilant. We still have to talk about this stuff all the time. We can't fall asleep. We have to be awake. And it's good to have this platform to talk about these things.
Yeah, that's a great point, and always nice to hear positive and supportive messages from leaders in our tribal nations across Turtle Island. So shout out, thank you, Pinagigi, President John Green Deer of the Ho-Chunk Nation of Wisconsin. And yeah, another thing I heard was like descendants. If you have kids or grandkids that aren't enrolled, somehow your tribe should be able to get, you know, attach lineage to your family and be able to provide proof of descendancy. And that's important to just have in general, but, you know, we never know what could happen with federal politics, as we know, with the history of our past in relationships with federal policies. And also important to just get that descendancy relationship tied to your tribe. And if anything, it'll just stronger your tribe and make it harder for whatever reason, if someone were to try to unrecognize any federal tribes right now.
Well, everyone, there's a couple things I posted, and one of them is we need to really really clued in on Amendment 14th Amendment, and not let them change the meaning of that true amendment. And then also, you know, there's some things going on that are pretty bizarre. And one of them we talk about, we're talking about, you know, the there's some states that are the red states that are passing laws for people to become like bounty hunters and getting $1,000 a person. And what's, you know, and that's a law, you know, I have it on my Facebook here. I'm just checking it out again because I got all these other things like, hey, resist. And, you know, it's called Bill 1481. And there's also a Bill 42 or 72 in Missouri that are doing the same things where there is going to be a bounty, pay bounty hunters to catch undocumented immigrants. And so, again, we need to be vigilant and talk about these things and not be afraid to talk about these things and get our allies out there fired up too, because we need to be fired up and we need to figure out a few things that really irk us and really stay vigilant on that. Because, you know, what the Republicans are playing is, you know, he, what did he do? 200 of those the first day. And, you know, they just blind us with all this thing. And we have election fatigue because of many reasons, but we still have to be awake and be vigilant. Haley, want to change the subject now? Now that I said we have to be vigilant, I want to give a quick shout out to Kathy Coates, who is one of the five runner ups, and we won't know, Minnesota Book of the Year, and that's the Banish book. And Kathy's been a host on our or a guest on our show many times, and a big shout out to her about the banishment of to banish forever. It was the secret society and the removal of Ho-Chunk, and we want to give her a big shout out. And another big shout out too, you were at the Big Auntie show. How was that?
Oh, yeah. Well, first, congratulations, Kathy Coates, on the Minnesota Book Awards. That's exciting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went and saw Big Auntie Energy with Ace Bay Comedy, Deanna Standing Cloud, Trish Cook, and the Res reporter, Rob Fairbanks, on Friday. That was at the Parkway Theater, and it was hilarious, as expected. I can't give away, you know, anything in their set, but I can... I do want to say Trish did glue her eye shut with mascara, fake eyelash glue, and I thought that was kind of funny. She incorporated that in her comedy set, but oh my goodness, we're just so funny, us Native people, and it was so good to see other Natives from community in the crowd, as well as white allies too, who were there for a good time. And they'll be doing another show in St. Paul if you missed this past Friday's. I think that'll be February 14th, Valentine's Day show on Friday in St. Paul. And I think that'll be at the Indigenous Cultural Roots Cultural Center.
Cool. Hey, and also too, the sun's out until 5:14 right now. So I don't know, I'm feeling a little more awake here in Minnesota, huh?
Oh, I know, right? Finally, we made it through, what was it, like the 10 darkest weeks of the year, which is from November 16th to January 22nd. So it's like 5 weeks before the winter solstice and the 5 weeks after the winter solstice. Yeah, and we made it officially.
Yeah, we kind of made it. We got a new president in that interim there. But again, I regress. Hey, February 8th and Sunday, February 9th at Johnson Senior High School, big powwow. Enda Young's 26th annual Cherish the Children Traditional Powwow. I can't talk. What was I saying? Powwow, wow, wow?
Powwow, wow, wow. How many wows in there?
Putting too many wows in there, but powwow. And that's coming up. And then also save the date. There's on February 12th. There's a Valentine's Round Dance at the Minneapolis American Indian Center from 6 to 9. Bring your kids, family, your Valentine, and stay tuned. Follow the Minneapolis Indian Center on social on the socials for more updates.
Good one, Robert.
I read that one in one breath. Oh, what?
Sounded like it. No, I'm just kidding. That's one of your favorite things. That's how you'll be sounding at the round dance, huh?
Yeah. I'll have to stretch out and get really in touch with my yoga because, as you know, round dances go one direction. It's like when I was a little kid, when we were roller skating, when that was a thing, way before your time, Haley.
Way before.
We had to, like, in the middle of the night, switch directions.
Yeah, those round dances, they just keep going, no stopping.
I get hip dysplasia and
have I still a sore hips up, all you elders out there
have a sore hip the next day. Jeez. Hey, what do we got going on here? We got like 30 seconds left. What's the show about here? I didn't make that meeting. What's the show gonna be
Well, we have your TikTok friend Jonathan's gonna be joining us, and hopefully we'll get some updates from the American Indian Family Center.
Yeah, that'd be great. And great way to start the Monday. And again, everyone, we are the resistant experts, and we need to resist. And that's what we're talking about here in a good way, getting information out there. So, hey, this is Native Roots Radio, and we're going to be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1, U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Development Institute, or NACD, in Minneapolis.
Hey, our uncle Leonard Peltier will be soon out and was commuted and will be at home with his family, and we really said a million prayers out to him and his family, and we appreciate him. And I just wanted to say that after that bumper. Hey, we have Rhea Peltier, American Indian Family Center Marketing and Communications Specialist. Welcome. Ho-wa. Hey, you're a little... I think you're a little quiet, Haley. Can you hear her okay, or...
Oh, it's a little quiet and echoey. I don't know. Check out those audio settings on here, Rhea.
Yeah. Hey.
Okay. I'm so sorry. Let me
try. Nope.
Maybe try to take off your headphones and then we'll pop you back in.
Yeah. Okay.
But the family center is always doing stuff like weekly. They have stuff going on like Mondays, Tuesdays they're doing something. Thursday is like my favorite thing.
Yeah.
They offer crafting group in the mornings, and they offer like all the crafting resources too. So if you don't have something, they can get it for you, or they have teachers there too. So you can learn a lot of stuff at the crafting group.
Well, mine is, I think of my nanny and your Gaga at the Elders Center on Mondays here, learning some at the Elders Lodge and hearing spiritual teachings. Aunt Barb hearing spiritual teachings is a good thing. Oh,
yeah. Briette, let's test your audio. What's going on at the Elders Lodge tonight?
Yeah, so I'm actually, okay, great. Maybe it was just like this. I was using my, I have a Bluetooth adapter for my not wireless headphones. So,
yeah.
So maybe it just didn't like it. And they weren't
getting fancy like on us, Rhea. Getting all fancy pro. With all these, all these little connections. Ooh.
Yeah, so I'm actually broadcasting live, if you will. I'm live at the scene at the Elders Lodge. So excuse me, I ran out to my car to take this call with you all this evening.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having us again. And yeah, we right now, Richard Wright is just sharing some stories. Not to be confused with winter storytelling, because I know that that you have to have a lot more snow than what we've been getting lately to be telling those winter stories. So starting at 5:30 is then when the elders that stay at the Elders Lodge can share some stories if they want, just about, you know, anything funny of when they were growing up, or just anything of that nature. And then Nelda Goodman, who's one of our elders in residence, chefed up some hominy soup for us. So we'll be sharing that tonight. So, yeah.
Maybe my nanny, Aunt Barb, will say Robert's her favorite nephew. Oh, we should bring that up.
I'll see.
Yeah. Check in next week and let us know. So what else is going on? I know, like, Tuesdays you have things happening. Let's talk a little bit about the rest of the week.
Yeah, so Tuesdays and Thursdays, we have our reoccurring, so it's the same Zoom link, which you can find on our website at AIFCMN.org/events. I see it scrolling on the bottom. That's pretty cool.
All fancy.
I know, my ADHD kicked in there a little bit. Oh.
Yeah, sorry. it's the same Zoom link, but they're two different meetings. So on Tuesdays from 7 to 8 p.m. virtually, we have a Native American Wellanon, or Wellanon, which is our Native American Al-Anon. And that's for those who want to come and share space with other people that might have loved ones that are also like substance use disorder, or have that, I should say. And, you know, it's just like finding healthy coping skills. And then on Thursdays, it's the same Zoom link, and those are facilitated by Cheryl Whitehawk. She's one of our LADCs at the American Indian Family Center, one of our treatment counselors. And it's our 12 steps Wellbriety program. And that these are both open to anyone who feels that they want to hop in and share some space. And that one is for any kinds of addiction, even codependency. And then Haley, thank you. You're already plugging our Thursday craft groups.
Oh, yeah.
And those are led by Sasina Samreath, and she's an experienced crafter, beader. She does wonderful work. She does a lot of the flat stitch kinds of beads beading, earrings, medallions. And if you want to start a project, like you were saying, we have a lot of supplies there. And then if you want to get help with something you're stuck on. She's great. Like, I've gone to her many of times on my lunch, like, hey, can you help me with this? Or hey, can you help me with that? And she's awesome. And then we share lunch, and that's at the Family Center, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thursdays. And then this upcoming Saturday, we have Life Skills for Youth. And that's going to be led by Pam Gokey. Usually it's led by Dina Carlson. Pam Gokey is our youth services manager, and she hails from LCO. But they'll be doing vision boards, and that's open to youth from ages 14 to 24, which is kind of a big range, but, you know, it sounds pretty fun what they're doing. Just vision boarding, you know, what you want for your future. So,
wow. Cool. It is what it is, huh? It's on a board, and you're kind of planning out some goals in your life. And
yeah,
that's cool.
Are they like physical vision boards, or are they digital vision boards?
Yeah, they're going to be like hands-on, you know, blue sticks and all. And cutting and all of the things.
Glue stick. That's awesome. Hey, I want to back up a second on Tuesday, Wellanon meetings. And anyone that has somebody that, like you said, has issues with any kind of chemical dependency, it's a great place to not only get help, but really help yourself. And I applaud that, because it's not about, you know, going to the meeting and trashing the people, but it's about how you're dealing with things. And the Wellanon meetings are awesome. I've been to them before. And also, you know, if you think you have a issue with drugs and alcohol, and it sounds like codependency too, you want to check out the Wellbriety meeting based on the 12 steps. And that's magical. And anyone that feels like they have a need, they're definitely welcome. Right, Rayette?
Yes. Yeah. And what's really nice about the Native Al-Anon too is Cheryl Whitehawk has been working with White Bison and Don Coyes on coming up with materials for, because it's the first of its kind, her meetings, the Native Al-Anon, which is Wellanon, which is stemming from the Wellbriety under White Bison, Don Coyes's 12 Steps book that he helped write with I don't know if he helped write it, but it was with elders, and indigenizing the 12 step program. So it fits more of our spirituality versus the 12 step program from, you know, Alcoholics Anonymous and Naranon Anonymous.
That was hard to say.
Yeah.
Rayette, I want you to get information that people can find you, whether it's your website or Facebook, because right now I can see you're getting darker and darker, and we might lose you here in 30 seconds or so.
Oh, no, sorry.
No, that's all right. Yeah, let people know.
Yeah, so you can find the American Indian Family Center on Facebook at AIFCMN, as well as on Instagram. And then on our website at www.aifcmn.org.
Hey, Pini Gigi, thank you for what you do for the community, and keep up the great work. And thanks for the update. And we'll see you maybe next week. Ho-wa.
Ho-wa, me gwish. Likewise.
All right, Pini Gigi. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio, and we'll be right back with our friend, a friend that I watch TikToks all the time, and I'm really excited to see Jonathan. Come on. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio. Ho.
Eagle 1490 AM.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Tariffs go into effect today on goods imported to the U.S. from Canada, Mexico, and China. Economists fear they'll increase prices and drive inflation higher, but President Trump disagrees.
Tariffs don't cause inflation, they cause success. They cause big success, so we're going to have great success.
The acting FBI director told the Bureau's workforce the Justice Department wants information on thousands of FBI employees to determine if personnel actions are warranted, many of whom were involved in January 6th investigations. The NTSB expected to provide an update this morning on the deadly plane crash in northeast Philadelphia that killed all six people on board. It was a medical flight that crashed shortly after takeoff Friday. In the Potomac River, recovery continues of the wreckage from Wednesday's midair collision that left 67 dead, and the first American hostage has been released by Hamas. Keith Siegel had been in captivity since October 7th. He and two others were freed. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks head west. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks open a four-game road trip. Tonight, they're in L.A. against the Clippers. Following that, games in Utah, Portland, and San Antonio. Men's college basketball, Marquette with another win over Villanova. 87-74 last night in Milwaukee. The Golden Eagles have never lost to Villanova since Shaka Smart took over as Marquette's head coach. The Badgers host Nebraska tomorrow at noon at the Kohl Center. NFL conference championships. First, the Eagles and the Commanders at 2, followed by the Chiefs and the Bills. Quarterback Josh Allen hoping to lead the Bills back to a Super Bowl for the first time since Jim Kelly was the quarterback back in 1994.
You always remember the feeling of not pulling through. You know, that sticks with you for a while, and it really doesn't leave. But again, I think every year that you go through in this league, you learn more things about yourself, about your team, about the game of football. We look at that, and you know, we just love the opportunity that we have.
That's the Bills' Josh Allen. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Breezy with snow today, highs in the mid-30s. For tonight, drizzle or freezing rain will see a chance of snow late, a low around 31. South winds continue to gust to 30 miles per hour. Near 50 for Sunday, becoming mostly sunny, and 23 Sunday night.
Right now, it's 22.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On Monday, January 20th, Donald Trump returned to office, sworn in as the 47th President of the United States. Right out of the gate, he took a number of actions on his top issue, immigration. Perhaps the most troubling of these is one aiming to end birthright citizenship in America. An immigration attorney I talked to told me, "We're going to sit through a lot of BS over the course of the next weeks, months, and years, but this is the big one." My take? This action from the Trump administration is despicable, unconstitutional, and fundamentally anti-American. The day after the order was issued, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 states challenging this action in court. This legal battle will be a tremendously important one for all of us to follow.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Wisconsin-based comedian Eli Pills and Nightlight frequent flyer, musician, producer, and founder of Wisconsinology.com, Frank Anderson. We're going to light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Aneen. I'm Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by a Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Yes, they do. Hey, Haley, you know, one of the things, one of my jams at night before I close my eyes to the creator is I kind of turn on TikTok and I watch TikTok. And there's a thing that over the years has been called Native TikTok. And so my rhythms pick up people that are Native speaking their truth. And Jonathan is one of them. And I'm so glad to have Jonathan on and speak his truth and come on to Native Roots Radio. And just the great things that Jonathan talks about. He's director of the Western Hemisphere Indigenous Network. And Jonathan, do you mind introducing yourself in a good way? Ho-wa.
Hey, Robert. How's it going? Can you hear me?
Yeah, hear you great. Loud and clear.
That's good. Awesome. Yeah, I'm Jonathan Akutumaza. I'm a tribal member with the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe in South Dakota. I am the director of the Western Hemisphere Indigenous Network, and I work with Next Level Collaboration. You know, I really appreciate you having me on. I know you saw me on TikTok. I know there's a lot of stuff that, you know, that you guys speak on too, that I speak on, and I appreciate what you guys are doing. There's, you know, in our community, there's not a lot of representation. And the, you know, the stuff we do see, sometimes it's misrepresentation. So it's good to see you guys really keeping the community together. And I applaud you for that and appreciate to be a part of what you're doing.
Big Pini Gigi. You know, how did you get into media and content creation? And you do a great job. And people, before we get any further, can you please give your name, your TikTok name, so people can follow you?
My TikTok name is Redshirt VI. Just Redshirt VI. And that's Instagram as well. And then that really is connected to my third great grandfather's Chief Redshirt. And I have a podcast called the Red Shirt Podcast as well. So I'm kind of, all those are kind of connected just to my history and my bloodline.
So they'll be able to find, how do they find your podcast?
Find my podcast on Spotify. Just type in the Red Shirt Podcast and it'll be amongst a few sports, baseball podcasts, but you will see, you'll tell the difference. So it's pretty easy to tell.
Awesome. So can you tell us how you got going on media and this content creation? Tell our listeners how you got started.
Right. Well, it really just got started with me researching my history, my personal history. And I was actually adopted. So at a very young age, I wasn't taught my language, my history, really. So it was up to me to reconnect. And when I started that journey, it brought me down a rabbit hole that a lot of us know about. And it really just pushed me to, I think the ancestors really just pushed me to start talking about it on every level. Because as many people do know, but you might not know, I'm an artist as well. I am a hip hop artist. I do tattoo art and a few other things. So I saw my talents and I realized that these could be used to help our community. And so I started implementing what I speak about in everything that I do, because, you know, our people are in an act of genocide, and it's my responsibility, I feel like, to make sure everyone knows about that. And there's a few times where I try to back out of it and be like, this is kind of like a losing, because I know a lot of us feel that way. You know, we're up against multiple giants at all times, and, you know, you feel like giving up, but, you know, the ancestors, they're watching and their energy's here, and it pushed me through and just helped me to, you know, implement this in every way possible. So then I went to Facebook and I went to Instagram, and at first I didn't know about TikTok because at first everyone thought it was just like a dancing, like, right, media. because I think that's how it started. But I think what I did was I realized that everyone's on TikTok, and I remember Gary V, he's a an expert on, you know, everything, but he said that TikTok's the next big thing. And I was like, okay, well, then we need to target that if we want to reach the most people. And that's what I did. And that's where I got the most, had the most people following me is on TikTok, because really it seems like people are, they want to be educated. They realize, the general public realizes that we are actually, what they did to the indigenous community or are doing. So, I just started talking about genocide, assimilation, the Indian policies that are, making it hard for us to invoke our treaties at any level, including what I, a lot of people don't know about or have heard about is the Appropriations Act, which it took our ability to make treaties away in our sovereign nation status. And then that led to this, to the citizenship conversation. So, you know, there's so many things that I just started talking about, and you know, I'm not stopping until we get, you know, everybody on board, basically.
Wow, Jonathan, I appreciate that. I'm an adoptee too, and I just found my tribe 11 years ago, and I knew I was Winnebago, and I found my birth mother, and it's a lot of people know about that story, so good on you. And one of the things I gotta tell you too, I don't think you know this about me, but my real job is I'm a legislator for Ho-Chunk Nation, and what I like, some of your talks on TikTok especially have talked about how Native governments aren't really doing their job for their people in so many words. And so I appreciate that truth too, because that is something that we don't talk a lot about, you know, to our allies out there, but you do. And I think it's really a great thing, Jonathan.
Right. Yeah. I think there's been this, this silence on our tribal councils and kind of their compliance with the policies that are keeping us where we are. And so I realized that, you know, the first step to change is in our own backyards. And so we can change as people, but if we have our councils who aren't on board with us, where do we go from there? And that's what we've seen is communities trying to rise up and trying to do good things, but councils and legislation making that not happen. And that's what I talk about, the red shirt or the red tape policies that are, you know, just all over. And, you know, we're seeing that in the media now. We're seeing everyone talking about it. So that's a really good thing. But I'm hoping that we can tune it into what we need. We really need to be focused on, you know, holding every leader accountable.
Yeah, definitely. And I agree 100%. And especially now, but always, but especially now with the attack on our sovereignty from the orange one, and that we really need to have our backyards clean so we can have clear policy to help our members.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and I think that what we need to realize as a community as well is every, you know, since our treaties have been made, no matter who the party was, is there's been a foundation and a system that has been built around exploiting our freedom, our treaties, our rights, and then that transferred into our tribal councils when they made us make these constitutions that worked for the government. It wasn't worked for our communities, worked for our traditional values. It was for the government. And that's one of the big reasons why one of the initiatives, Next Level Collaborations and Western Hemisphere Indigenous Network are doing is we created the Tribal Anti-Corruption League. And what that is, you know, trying to hold these councils accountable with the community. And that's just one of the many things that we do, we're working on. And I can go through that too in a little bit or later on.
Cool. Well, one of the things too, a friend of mine from the American Indian Movement, Madonna Thunderhawk, who was there all the way from Alcatraz to Line 3 and everything in between there, I asked her, how did you guys get so much done? And of course, the women led the way and the males got all the press. But she said the less people that make decisions, the quicker things got done. And that's always stuck with me because I feel like my other job is a quagmire of slow moving decisions and things that could really help our people and infighting and lateral oppression and all those things that we don't always talk about here, but are a real thing for our Native community, Jonathan.
Right. Right. Exactly. And I think that when just having these conversations is a really good start, because, you know, we've been having these conversations around the dinner table for a very long time. And, you know, one of the things that a lot of people tell me when we're talking about tribal corruption and just accountability and moving forward in positive ways is they're met with negativity from the council, with threats of taking away resources. And this has been happening for a long time. It's nothing new, but I think with social media and people unifying, it's going to come to a point where the tribal councils, you know, it's going to be at their front step, and they're going to have to either step down or step up, is what I always say.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Jonathan, where do you live?
I live in St. Cloud.
Oh, okay. So you're a Minnesota person too. Cool.
Oh, yeah.
And then how long ago did you find your family?
It was about, I'm going to have to say, well, I knew about them for my whole life, but because we still had a little bit of connection there, but it was about 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. And, you know, did that reconnecting journey and actually connected with my family in Eagle Butte there. And then from there, yeah, it just pushed me to do even more once I saw the conditions that my siblings were in as well, because I have multiple siblings besides me and my two brothers who were adopted at young ages.
Wow. Well, Jonathan, we got another segment here, and this is really intense, good talking. And I know a couple people here have mentioned, like our friend Don that's listening, tribal councils are the biggest sellouts, corrupt colonized proxy to the United States wards, we're prisoners. And so there's a lot of feeling out there, and I like the fact that you are not afraid to bring these things up and talk about them, and that's great that we're having you on here. We got to take a quick break here, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio. I'm awake.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about why, if you've got savings, you need a high-yield savings account. High-yield just means high interest, you know, the money the bank pays you for keeping your money with them. You will probably find the highest-yield savings accounts at an online bank. Just go on and Google and do some research and figure out who's offering the highest rates right now. Now, lately, it's been between 4 and 5%. That is your savings earning real interest. And okay, figuring out all the details of opening a new bank account can be very annoying, but I bet you can probably get one going in less than an hour. So give yourself 60 minutes and get it done. I've done it. You'll thank yourself when you see your money making money for doing nothing. For more everyday money help, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt Nair on air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Oh. Howl. Wow, this show, Haley, this show has been flying. We are here howling here. That means we're on our last segment.
Ooh, how what?
Hey, Jonathan, thanks for coming back on. I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit and remind people about your Red Shirt podcast and talk about what you guys talk about there.
Right. Yeah, the Redshirt podcast, that right now is doing really well. My first actual podcast was with Ntani Means, and we did that at the American Indian Center in Minneapolis there. He was in town, and it was kind of a rush thing. We called up the American Indian Center, and they allowed us to use one of their conference rooms to do it. So that was awesome. And then from there, you know, I've utilized Zoom a lot because people are around the United States that I'm working with. Mm-hmm. For now, you know, Sten Jotti, Stephanie Big Eagle, and then upcoming, actually, we have a few others. Wolf Brown, Galerius Wolf, he's a comedian. Tall Paul, he's a hip hop artist in mm-hmm. Minneapolis. And, you know, we have a lot of great people coming up, and we really just talking about what they do. I want to hear what they're doing. I want their story to be told, because it gives our youth and the people who are doing similar things that push that, you know, that I got, that I needed, that we can do this. You know, we can be American Indian in this society and be successful. And, you know, that's where Western Hemisphere Indigenous Network and Next Level Collaborations were. The Red Road podcast was just one of our things to start that storytelling, because that kind of rolls into tackle the Tribal Anti-Corruption League and getting those stories to be told as well. And then I don't know, a little ways back when I was doing a little less, I was able to really dive into Native news on our reservations, in our lands. And one of the big things was critical mineral mining.
Mm-hmm.
And that's happening right now in Mille Lacs Reservation. Their 1851 treaty is being encroached on there. It's being funded by the Department of Defense. Thacker Pass, same thing. The Black Hills are being targeted. Dozens of these around, because 75% of all critical minerals are on our land. So, you know, we and nobody's talking about it. We are talking about clean energy, but we're not talking about what's behind that clean energy and whose land that it's coming from, and you know, who it's impacting. My thing is, you know, beyond our people, we have to think about our four-legged relatives and our plants and our food and our futures, because our goal is to get back into our traditional values, our languages. And if we don't have a place to do that, it's going to be impossible. So, you know, I always say that Next Level Collaborations, they're the technology. Western Hemisphere Indigenous Network, we're the systems. And the Red Road program, the Tackle, the Red Shirt podcast, and Wind News is the implementation. And that's just the start, because we want every like-minded individual, organization, and nations to join our initiatives for a multicultural unification on our standards moving forward with sovereignty. So as far as that goes, coming up here on Wednesday, in 2 days, it's coming up pretty quick. I've just realized that. But I have the opportunity to talk long-term strategies and agreements with my tribal council on the Cheyenne River Sioux Reservation. It's open to everybody, but it's a community-wide in Eagle Butte. And our goal is to connect all tribal nations, you know, with true community-led economies, you know, with those traditional values and language connected to them. So, you know, there's a lot of work ahead of us. And that kind of brings me also into the Red Road program, which is we're starting on February 3rd. So, like I said, there's a lot to go through. But just to kind of put that, what we're doing with the Red Road program is getting people who want this true change for our communities, not the change that is funded by the federal government, that is funded by our abilities, you know, our talents. Because look around us, we see athletes, we see musicians, and they're all so talented, they're ready to you know, be at that level. But it's almost like we're lone wolves, and I feel that I've been in that, and it's mm-hmm. hard to get out of that. So you know, the Red Road program is just something where we can get together and talk about strategies moving forward with artists, with musicians, and you know, hopefully build that long form community development that is lacking through tribal council, federal funding, and through all the nonprofits that are, struggling to make up for the mismanagement of funds that the tribal councils are doing.
Yeah, Jonathan, we'd love to have you on again and give us updates if that's in your capacity. You're doing great work, and I really appreciate you coming on and talking about this. And one of our listeners, Santea, wants us to ask you to remind us where and how we can follow you.
Yeah, you can follow me on Facebook, Jonathan Okutamaza. You can follow me on Instagram, RedShirtVI, TikTok, RedShirtVI. There's a RedShirt podcast YouTube that is, I'm still getting started. We want to get the video of the podcast out, but right now, we're just getting the audio. But Spotify, just type in RedShirt podcast as well, and you'll see a Native shirt actually on. You'll notice what it is. But and then besides that, nextlevelcollaborations.org for that's our foundational support for Western Hemisphere Indigenous Network. And then Western Hemisphere Indigenous Network.com. That's a long one, but once you save that in your search box, that'll be there forever. So that will go into what we're doing with the Red Shirt program, with Tackle, and with upcoming things with that have to do with treaty law, because we have a lot of lawyers in our Indigenous community, a lot of professionals who are waiting also to implement their strategies and their, what they've learned to help our cause and to push us forward into true sovereignty and self-governance, self-determination.
Right. And I like how you say true sovereignty, because there's been some TikToks that you brought up, some really good information about that. Are natives really truly sovereign? And I really appreciate appreciated those informations and played those a couple times to listen to, Jonathan. Really great information. And I hope that you'll be able to join us again and maybe kind of frequently and give us an update on how you're doing and how we can support you here on Native Roots Radio. This is what we're all about. We started the show because of Standing Rock and all the misinformation that was going on there 9 years ago, and this is our ninth season. And these are the things that we want to amplify, is the things that you're doing.
Right. No, I would love to make it a regular thing for me to get on here and talk about our updates. I also, Next Level Collaborations and Western Hemisphere Indigenous Network, we're an Indigenous led organization, but we're working outside because we need unity from everyone, from outside and inside. So we're actually starting a podcast called Collective Win. And, our target is talking to people like Native Roots Radio and how you guys started. And like you said, you started at Standing Rock. But I would love to get into it with you on, your process, your upbringing, because it seems like we kind of have a similar one there too.
Yeah.
So maybe we can get together on that podcast that I'll be starting soon. Obviously I'm doing a lot, got a lot going on, but we can talk about it. And I would love to appreciate you having me on too.
Yeah. Well, we really appreciate you. Haley, just a wonderful guest here, Jonathan.
Yeah, thank you, Pinagigi Jonathan, and all that you do for the community. And I look forward to seeing you on all platforms and back here on Native Roots Radio.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Hey, if you're listening to this show, you are part of the resistance. From Chief Plenty Coops, the ground on which we stand on is sacred ground. It's the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office, and vote. We're still here. We are the 7th.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the weekend happenings and have an all-new What's Worse. Your chance to call in, have your voice heard. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun.
It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Tariffs on the nation's three largest trading partners go into effect today. Prices on goods from Mexico, Canada, and China could increase. Experts say the average American family will pay an extra $830 this year. ABC's Rachel Scott has more.
The president is keenly aware that inflation and the economy were top issues for voters this election. Today, he was asked directly what he would say to those voters who wanted him to bring down everyday costs. The president calling this a short-term disruption, saying Americans will understand.
At least six top FBI officials were told to retire Friday or be fired. And sources say the group targeted are those tied to former special counsel Jack Smith's investigations. Six people on board a medical flight died when it plunged from the sky into a Philadelphia neighborhood Friday. An American-Israeli Keith Siegel released from Hamas captivity after nearly 16 months. Three hostages were freed in exchange for 183 Palestinian prisoners. This is ABC News. Firefighters in California say both of the major fires that devastated the Los Angeles area last month are now fully contained. There's also criminal charges, not for starting the fire, but for an incident during the firefighting process.
Curious spectators who fly hobby drones around wildfires have become a real problem for firefighters. It's illegal.